Ladies and gentlemen, we're floating in space.
Hey everybody, this is Rockford College Radio. You're now listening to Andy and Reggie's Songs About Stuff and Things Radio Hour.
Hey everybody.
We're back after taking a week off with episode number 10 on boredom.
Oh yeah.
Reg, why don't you let everybody know who the show's being sponsored by today?
Oh, I would love to. Like you said, Rockford College and SockMonkeySound.com. Thank you, Chip. DerbyReynolds.com. Thank you, Tom. He's going to be stopping by again.
Yeah, we love Tom.
And I'm trying to think if there's anybody else today. Nobody seemed to be too interested in boredom as a topic.
Strange.
We are very interested in boredom because that's when we come up with most of our ideas for the show and songs to play for the peasants of Rockford, Illinois. And let's start off with Built to Spill, Andy.
Yep, let's do that.
Sound of rain. you feel better. The pigs have won tonight. They can all sleep soundly, and everything is alright. When the fighters are all around, all the lovers are underground, no one will save you anymore. So what's happening? What you rapping about, little boy? Is it cars? Is it girls? Is it my life, the world? Or is it something they could never believe? Or is it something you could never achieve? Is it beyond your means? Is it inside your dreams? Can it never come out? Cause it's scared to, unprepared to. To worry about the words of the people it's weird to. You don't want them to hear you. You just wish it was a door that would appear that you can go disappear through. Well, I'm feeling your pain. I was feeling the same, but I said I'd never feel that again. When the fighters are all around, all the lovers are underground, no one will save you anymore. So what's happening? What you rapping about, little boy? Is it cars? Is it girls? Is it my life? I really miss my pops. Hope that God watches over him and that he's on top. That there is no more disease and that he's alright. That he's one of the generals inside the army of the light. And grandma, you know I had to bite some from you. So after every show it's peace and much love to you. Auntie Tweety's on the way. Please look out for that girl. I know we'll meet again. So it's never me against the world. When the fighters are all around, all the lovers are underground, no one will save you anymore. So what's happening? What you rapping about, little boy? Is it cars? Is it girls? Is it my life? I hope that God forgive us, all of us sinners, turn us back into beginners, put us up where the winners go. Holy apartments in the gardens in which the rivers flow. Thank you for all your blessings and all of your miracles. I thank all my fans and all my supporters. Shout out to Bishop G, congrats on your new baby daughter. I tip my hat to all my family and friends. Now we just got one more to go, L-U-P-N. When the fighters are all around, all the lovers are underground, no one will save you anymore. So what's happening? What you rapping about, little boy? Is it cars? Is it girls? Is it my life, the world?
Well, in simple English, I'm lazy. I wanna be lazy. I long to be out in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching to read where it's peaceful killing time, being lazy.
Laziness has a lot to do with boredom. They kind of work together there. Starting off all that, you heard Built to Spill doing Good Old Boredom off of There Is No Enemy. And after that, we had received a request from Russell Gillespie for Nine Inch Nails' March of the Pigs.
Oh, it
also came with a message that he wrote us. What's that? And we'll get to that in a second here. You also heard Chicago Boys, Lupe Fiasco with Matthew Santos.
Oh, yeah, that's very sexual.
Oh, I like that song.
And there at the end, Marilyn Monroe doing Al Jolson's Lazy.
Oh, she's very sexy.
Ah, yes, I dream about it.
Reggie, Tom, yeah. Either one of you want to take the lead here?
Oh, I would love to.
The letter that Russell sent us with his request for March of the Pig.
Oh, I would. Yes, I would love to, Andy. Tom, is it okay?
Reggie, you know what? I'm going to come back and talk about my company, Debbie Reynolds, in a little bit. You take the lead on this. I got to get my thoughts together.
Okay, all right, Tom. You do what you got to do.
I'm still
going to Russell wrote us, and he requested March of the Pigs, and this is what he had to say. The idea of boredom intrigues me, but yet I am too lethargic to really give any input.
It's too bad.
Now, if it had been boardroom, or broad broom, or barred moons, we will be talking. Then again, we never talk, we only type.
I talk to everybody, Reggie.
I could cut out my tongue and still be completely social thanks to Facebook.
What's Facebook?
There it is.
Crazy.
I have discovered the next advance in humanity. So Darwinian. People born without tongues.
That's crazy.
I am sure Mr. Facefoot is already cloning these beasts for the next generation of his timeline. It would help in choking, but hurt open mouth kissing.
That's crazy.
Who kisses anymore anyway? Get pants off, dance off in my house. What else does my tongue help with?
Making money.
My request for this show is Nine Inch Nails. March of the Pigs. Smoke it and crank it. That's right. Smoke it and crank it. You just heard that. That was Russell Gillespie writing in to our songsaboutstuffandthings.com website, where you too can request songs for upcoming episodes. And so you know, we will be taking a break after episode 12 for the summer, and we'll be back in the fall for episodes 13 through 24. We welcome all questions and songs and comments. Please keep an eye on your F words and your S words and your A words. And you notice Russell didn't swear at all. He was just very, very intelligent with his tongue and his keyboard, you know, with his fingers.
because that's how we talk nowadays. That's how people talk. People are so bored they just can't afford to talk to each other.
I don't know, Reggie, how people are so bored these days. I'm so rich I can't afford to be bored. That's right. At DerbyRentals.com, we make money when we're bored. Because that's what we do.
I see a puppy on a summer's day, a puppy dog at play. My heart is filled with envy. That's why I'm in such a hurry to pass the time away. Like the pup, I'm all fed up, and though it's wrong to be, I long to be lazy. I wanna be lazy. I'm longing to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I wanna peep through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it's peaceful while I'm killing time being lazy. Lazy, I wanna be to lay in the sun with no work to be done under that awning they call the sky, stretching and yawning, and let the world go drifting by. I want to peep through the deep tangled wild wood, counting sheep till I sleep like a child would, with a great big valise full of books to read, where it's peaceful while I'm killing time being lazy.
We get him back to that there. We left you hanging. That's Al Jolson with Lazy. And earlier in the show, you heard Marilyn Monroe doing his composition. And during that previous break that Reggie recited Russell's entry, you were listening to Bill Frisell's take on Al Jolson's Lazy underneath everything. And Jolson is was an actor-comedian. That composition was written in 1924, but he was pretty instrumental in opening the doors for black performers, playwrights, and songwriters, and at a day and age where they were being discriminated on Broadway, especially. He's also best known for starring in The Jazz Singer in 1927, which is the first full-length talking movie. He was America's most famous and highest-paid entertainer during the Depression, and he's also considered one of the world's greatest entertainers, and arguably one of our finest performers ever in our country. Moving on here, we received another request for the show by Alex Danger Stewart, a writer for SockMonkey.com, and he called in with The Boredoms doing Zuto off of Vision Creation New Sun. He already warned us, we're going to play his message here, but he already warned us that this song might turn you away, and, well, we don't care. Do what you got to do.
Andy and Reggie, hey, it's your friendly neighborhood Danger. This is my first time calling into the show. I would like to make a suggestion for episode 10. I'd like to suggest the boredom song Zetto. For two reasons. One, there's a pun in there, and second, it's like 8 minutes long, and it will actually cause people to become bored, which may or may not be a wise choice for a podcast. Also, if you guys do have some pizza, I would like to have that sent to me. That's all. Have a good night.
in a bleak motel, overnight in a small town. Boredom, my mind's counting time. Trucks go rolling by, past the pumps and highway signs. Never was a place that felt less like home. Never would have come here if I'd only known that it's a one-child town and I'm all alone. I can't just sit and watch my telephone, 'cause no one knows my number and it can't be found. So here we are together, machines and me. I feel about as local as a fish in a tree. In this board, my mind's counting time. Trucks go rolling by, past the pumps and highway sign. And in this town, all the other sounds have ceased. And the late, late show died long ago with a few words from a priest. Boredom, hanging by myself. In a bleak motel, overnight in a small town.
Thank you. wondering how the boy next door turned out. Have a care, but don't stare, because he's still there lamenting. Policewomen, policemen, silly women, taxmen, uniformed whore. They who wish to hurt you, work within the law. This world is for so full of crashing balls. And I must be one, cause no one ever turns to me to say, take me in. Must be wondering how the boy next door turned out. Have a care and say a prayer, because he's still there lamenting. Policewomen, policemen, silly women, taxmen, uniformed whores, educated criminals, work within the law. It might smear their lovely career.
Morrissey doing one of my favorite songs about bores, boredom, quote unquote, lamenting police women, policemen, silly women, taxmen, uniformed whores, educated criminals, work within the law.
Yes, they do.
This world is full, so full of crashing bores. Oh, yes, it is.
Say that again.
You know, Andy, we should probably just take a quick moment to talk about what bores us.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, I don't like mowing the lawn.
Same here.
It really is one of the most boring things anybody could have. Horrible waste of time. There's so many better.
Grass
grows, and then you mow it, and the grass grows again. And I just don't understand why you just let the grass grow and then watch it die, and come back again, watch it grow, watch it die.
That's right.
Or why mankind had to go in and place some municipal rules on mowing your lawn makes no sense to me.
It is the wrong people.
It is the band leader's intent in the sky to make grow what will grow and die what will die.
That's
and
right.
There is life, Andy.
Yeah.
There is nothing more boring than mowing the lawn.
I agree with you, Reggie. Yep. And I just want to say that poor people bore the daylight.
Come on, Tom. I'm poor.
Don't like poor people. I go to Stop and Go. I see poor people buying Twix bars for their children.
They can't help it.
I pay for it. I run a company. That's
okay.
Right.
I'll hear you out.
And I'm out to take down poverty. I want to employ
you
poor
You do.
People.
You pay for the show.
Poor people awesome. Watching them buy candy bores me.
That's why I don't
That's
eat candy.
That's what makes me very concerned. Andy, why don't you tell us what bores you?
Yeah, I'd love to, Tom. Art. Oh. The bores.
Oh, come on, you draw them.
Crazy. I just paid you for a piece of
art. I consider art and looking at art almost the same thing as fishing.
Oh, fishing.
I think
so
there
boring.
Are better
so
ways to spend
boring.
Time in life.
Oh,
I just don't understand it.
Scrabble?
Oh,
I have many people come to me
wall.
And ask me to draw things, and over the course of time,
I ask you all the time.
I have
progressed
from caring about
panties.
Drawing to trying to create maybe some of the most meaningless pieces of art.
Oh, you do. Everything you do has
I
no
don't
meaning.
Understand it. There's no deeper meaning.
No, there's not.
That's
it helps
wild.
Nobody.
That's
wild.
It
make
serves
money.
Mankind no
Gotta
good to
die
stand
to make money.
And look at a piece of art.
Exactly.
Or create it. I mean, who really cares if the child is using a box of crayons?
Oh, come on.
This
person's got a bunch of orange crayons.
At the end of the day, it really helps no one except that person.
That's
it's very
a good
selfish.
Point.
Art is very selfish.
Yes, it is.
Fishing
is
very selfish and a waste of time.
Oh, well, Andy, I didn't expect you to go down that road.
No,
I think
did
you
I.
all are.
Yeah. I think.
I mean, you've been doing
it
your entire life. Every time somebody asks you to draw a photorealistic portrait of Jesus, the Sacred Heart, you do it. But I have noticed that you know, later on in your life here, you're looking at 40, you've started to draw Jesus, and he looks more like Jeffrey Lebowski than any
like
sense
that.
To me.
Crazy.
You know, I can understand. You've been doing this your entire life, and if it makes you feel selfish and meaningless, then that's exactly what it is. And I would say with you, you know, when I came to Rockford, people used to fish for their food under the bridge with me.
Those are tough times, Judge.
Moved into the car from the box, I'm in a house now. Mm-hmm. But, Tom, I don't agree with your thoughts on poverty. I mean, I thank you. You have paid for this show. I'm considered very poor, and you have made this happen. You paid for this microphone.
Same here.
Oh,
and you have also helped us with setting up some sponsors. I know many people are afraid of you, but it's okay.
They only afraid of me, Reggie, because I'm out to take down scumbags.
Yeah, tell us, Tom.
Andy, you were saying about art, and, you know, Reggie, both of you, I consider you two some of the poorest people I've ever met. That's
oh, yeah. Come on.
I invest in this show, and I just want to say to Andy, I asked Andy to draw me a man in metal panties staring at my DerbyReynolds.com flag. Orange with a white dot. That's right. And he did it. Guess what? I paid him $665.99. That's right. 1 cent for shipping. Guess what? It's for sale because I want to help put the dollar sign back into Y-O-U. Dollar sign. Hey, that's right. Art may be meaningless. Looking at it may be meaningless. But once you die, Andy, that's right. I know for a fact everything you've been doing, it's gonna make me money.
Testing me, testing. you gonna do about it?
You guys just heard a string of songs, and we're going to backtrack a bit because we realized we didn't list off what we played before.
We got Tom concerned and Reggie, confused.
My little rant on what bores us.
You got to do that, Andy. You got to
You heard the Lovin' Spoonful all the way back there doing Boredom off of Everything Playing. You also heard Sparks doing Nothing to Do and Ice House, Nothing to Do. Same song title, different song, great songs. You heard Morrissey.
I don't like that voice. He's a little crazy.
Right now, you just heard the Isley Brothers doing Nothing to Do But Today.
Sexy.
And John Mayer singing Vultures.
That's a silly song.
It was kind of a stretch for us to play John Mayer.
Oh,
we received a request from Erica Softly. She said, "Hi, Andy. Maybe you and Reggie can explain John Mayer to me.
We'd love
thank you.
About me.
We verified her question because, we had never really considered playing anything by John Mayer before.
No,
it's
not at all.
Something that I know I would do. I would have to be extremely bored to put on a John Mayer record.
Me too.
But Erica verified a few concerns she has with John Mayer. And in order here, we're going to get to it. She mentioned if we could talk about his dirtiness,
his
ambiguous ethnicity, his ambiguous sexuality, his grossness. His sexiness, his filthy sexiness, packaged talent, real talent, his girlfriend's use of shampoo, and she wants to know his address.
Oh, she likes him.
She also had requested daughters, vultures, and stop the screen. And what you just heard here was vultures. And that was actually our first time listening to anything John Mayer's done.
You guys are John Mayer races.
Very good.
Long time.
Crazy.
And, Reg, maybe you want to take it from here on John Mayer.
I would love to.
He's a polarizing entertainer, performer, composer, guitarist, comedian even. And I guess I prefer him not playing music. I prefer him when he's doing comedy.
I think he
has a lot more to say than what he does with his music.
Well, Andy, I would like to address all of Erica's concerns with John Mayer. This is an episode on boredom, and what not a better subject than to talk about John Mayer. She had asked about his dirtiness, and I'm going to get to these concerns. I would say that maybe John doesn't take a shower as much as some of us. His ethnicity, you're concerned about, I don't think matters at all.
Nah, doesn't matter.
His ambiguous sexuality, he seems to have a lot of sexy girlfriends.
Maybe
ties in with his grossness and his sexiness, which you really like, it seems, and his filthy sexiness. And I would just say that maybe women just like him because he doesn't shower, which gets back to your first concern, Erica. His package talent. He seems to know how to play guitar very well, but, you know, I've met a few six-year-olds that can play guitar very well,
too,
so that doesn't really matter anymore. Real talent. I think he is a born performer who should be doing more comedy, if anything.
Yes.
I mean, he should really put down music.
Yes.
His girlfriends, he has a nice taste in girlfriends, and then he has an awful taste in girlfriends.
He's crazy.
Who does all the
crazy girls.
And then I'll get back to it again. You said his use of shampoo. That goes back with your first concern, Erica. He doesn't use shampoo. It's obvious that he
is
very dirty and doesn't like to shower. His address, we're going to have to get back to you on that, but it seems like your concerns with him have more to do with your attraction towards him that you can't understand.
You like John Mayer.
Yeah.
Seems
like you know, there really are like some him. Performers that I know Andy and I are attracted to that we can't explain either. I for one, love that Christina Aguilera.
She's
a beautiful voice. But I also like it when she doesn't dye her hair blonde. I don't understand that, but I think she is
big
very sexy. She's one of the sexiest pop stars that has ever
gone from being a musketeer with Disney to whatever it is she does in life. I don't know.
She just sings and hangs out.
She's written some very addictive, sugary pop songs.
She is a winner.
I would say that, you know, your concerns about John have a lot to do with my concerns with Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, I think it all kind of ties itself together there. Thank you for the question, Erica. And we enjoyed listening to Vultures. I had never sat down to listen to a John Mayer song in its entirety, and it was beautiful. We have to tie this up, Reg. That's the end of the show. We're going to run a little over. Sorry, Vince. Thank you, Rocker College.
It's expensive.
Underneath all that, at the beginning, the instrumental, that was Mogwai doing Boring Machines, Disturbed Sleep. Off of Happy Songs for Happy People.
It makes me want to take it
now. This was a fun episode, and you know, we're getting back into the groove here for the ride out with episodes 11 and 12 coming up before we take our break.
Right.
We're going to end this episode on boredom with Boring Enormous by Paul Westerberg and one of my favorite songs of all time, period, regardless of the subject matter, Useless Stuff by Cracker, written by David Lowery. One of the great underappreciated American songwriters ever. Enjoy. We'll see you next week.
Wait. This is Tom Derby. I paid for this. And I just want to say, you want to get a hold of us, you come to DerbyReynolds.com. That's right. Call Andy and Reggie at 815-570-9866. Request some songs. Visit them at songsaboutstuffandthings.com. Coffee laughs at us every morning. We always laugh at the choices we've made and ask ourselves, how did it get so early? We're boring enormous. Will they inform us that up close we still look afraid? Boring enormous. For us to say, no longer in a hurry to get anywhere, still don't care for your destination, no longer lead, you just let things happen. Boring enormous, will you inform us just when and where you might run? Boring enormous, it ain't for everyone. Here with my head. Been dripping for a year and a half, but both of us tripping outside to play. One thing I love, I can no longer stand. Boring enormous, please just ignore us, 'cause up close we're still far away. Boring enormous, please just ignore us, 'cause up close we look far away. Boring enormous, it isn't for us to say.
I'm so f***ed up.
music, I'm the king of the world. I'm a genius of useless stuff. Some people, they gotta work while I just hang around. I'm dreaming of useless stuff. So if I call you from time to time, I said my life is such a drag and I feel like a hag. Please shut me up. Go, would you like to live my life? And I'll be with you tonight, and I'll be yours. A useless stuff. Stop.